I am Father Kevin Shemek. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Wednesday is from John's Gospel. For just as the Father raised the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. I say to you, the hour is coming, is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. In this life, we tend to the familiar. All we know is the present. Often, death is presented as a birth. A baby in the mother's womb is content. All is given, nourishment, comfort, and no need to breathe. A baby cannot stay in its mother's womb. A baby must be born. My mother often told me when I was born, I refused to cry. Crying is accepting and breathing. I refused for moments to accept my birth into this world. I probably was struck by the cold and the loss of my mom. Finally, I breathed, and I had to accept. I cried out. After some moments of tears, I was probably given to her for my comfort, and I lived. The same is when we experience death. We cannot live in this world forever. We avoid death, even aging. We need to breathe the Spirit of Jesus, who will take us through the passing of death into the arms of God and everlasting life. Jesus in the Gospel assured us, if we listen to his voice and follow, we will live. During the days of Lent, may we listen to Jesus, who takes us through the trauma of death to life. Don't be afraid to cry and breathe the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, who draws us into eternal life.